A pig and a chicken were on their way to breakfast. They were trying to decide what to eat. The chicken said, "I have an idea. Let's have ham and eggs." The pig replied, "That's okay for you. It would only be a small sacrifice. But for me, it would be a big sacrifice. No thanks. I prefer donuts." Similarly, since a cow sacrifices its life for a hamburger, but not for a gallon of milk, the cow would probably choose ice cream instead of a cheeseburger for lunch. Friesland is a little region in the northern part of Holland. In 1190, a young man named Emo from Friesland was the first international student to study at Oxford University. Emo first studied at the University of Paris. Then he and his brother, Otto, came to Oxford. They were in a strange country with strange food and strange customs. Oxford was far from Holland and their family and friends. But they kept their eyes on the prize. Emo and Otto were willing to make big sacrifices, not just small ones like the chicken, for their education. During the Middle Ages, when Emo and Otto were in Oxford, the world-famous Blackwell's bookstore had not yet opened. If students wanted books in the Middle Ages, they copied them by hand. Emo and Otto were very enterprising scholars. Every night they took turns copying their theology, law, and literature books. One would copy while the other slept for an hour or two. Then they would trade. Night after night they labored, sacrificing sleep so they could copy their books. An Oriel College statute says the labor of copyists is an immortal work. By making copies of those textbooks, Emo preserved the ideas and knowledge they contained. Can you imagine having to copy all your textbooks by hand? Wouldn't Emo have been amazed to see an iPad that weighs 2 pounds that can contain several textbooks? By sacrificing and being diligent in his studies, Emo earned the title of master. His great knowledge made him the most learned and famous man in Friesland during that time. He went on to become a Bible professor and author. Emo died in 1237, but nearly 800 years later, he is still famous. What sacrifices have you made to study at university? If you could have lunch with Emo, what questions would you want to ask him? What will people remember about you in 800 years?